T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
508, Carton and Roberts on the fan. You know the dilly, 877-337-6666, your calls. Let me say out to Abel, and then we got the top five and five. Is that ready to go, Tommy?
All ready.
All right, Abel first. Abel's in the Bronx. What's up, Abel?
Hey, how are you, Greg? How are you doing these days?
I'm doing great, kid.
That's good. I'm calling you from the Bronx. I'm driving my cab, that's what I do for a living.
Right.
And I listen to you when I'm working. And I was hearing, I'm a Yankee fan.
Right.
I'm a diehard Yankee fan. And I heard that these people want to sue the Yankees from the Staten Island team because the Yankees don't want them no more.
Well, right? Abel, check it out. We're at 6 o'clock. The King of Staten Island's coming on the show. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I love you, buddy. Appreciate you being out there in the Bronx and working hard in a yellow cab. Stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you for listening, buddy. Appreciate that very much. All right, time now. We tried to do it at 5 o'clock, but that was my fault. We went a little late there. So let me give it to you, the top five at five, Playboy.
Carton and Roberts, the top five at five.
All right, here we go, guys. For the second day, the widely popular top five at five. Story number one. I'm going to nominate Steve Cohen for the Pulse of the People Award. How about sending the tweet out last night, basically asking the fan base who is their favorite free agent? You know, I guess anyone could be a free agent. I know George Costanza somewhere is smiling right now. That story.
Number two.
And that's number one. Number two, Adam Gase clearly listening to the program. Yesterday talking about the lotto and Sam Darnold's future. Then he basically comes out today and says, you know what? My bad. You know what, Adam? Come on the show. It's a safe place we could help. That's story number two.
Safe.
Right. Number three, Roger Goodell comes out and says, he thinks the NFL protocols are working. I guess we have some swamp limb in Florida we could sell you if you believe that. Story number three. Story number four.
Four.
How about Trevor May, who just got a blue check mark, Craig?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, our boy Trevor May.
No, hold on. Tom Izzo told me yesterday in a very emotional text that he was told that Twitter has stopped giving out blue checks until 2021, and they're going to get rid of the checks and instead give you a check based on the industry you're in. So in other words, if you're like a well-known chef, you're not going to have a blue check. You'd have like a fork and knife or a chef's hat. If you're in the media, you'd have like a microphone.
Right.
He said they have discontinued giving out blue checks.
Here's from our boy Trevor May. Huge shout out to my creator homies getting that verified badge. So his homies are hooking him up. Craig, your homies, not so much.
But how about the fact that Trevor May has been a Major League Baseball player for 8 years? He was on the Minnesota Twins. He pitched in the playoffs. It took him signing with the New York Mets to get a check mark?
Not only that, dude's a DJ. He's a gamer.
What does that
say?
What does
he's
that
in the mix.
Well, that's amazing.
But the point here is not that.
I know what the point is.
He was a pitcher for the Twins.
The point is you're sensitive that Steve Cohen won't follow you on Twitter because you don't have a blue check mark. I get the point.
No, the point
I'm just pointing something else out.
I think the point is I got lied to again. And what's number five in the top five at five?
Number five, the legendary Sting showed up in AEW last night. Hold on. AEW, very popular with the Target demo, you know, 18 to 35.
That's
it's a
true.
Big, really good popular show.
They get huge numbers.
Huge numbers, right where we want to hit it. Sting showed up last night, signed a multi-year deal, so you'll be able to see Sting Wednesday nights on AEW.
There it is.
Carton and Roberts, the top five.
What are your
five?
Thoughts about Sting's return to wrestling, Craig? I'm curious.
It's funny. So the King of Staten Island emailed me last night.
Yes.
And said, I imagine that when I come on today, it'll be after 35 minutes of Evan and Lugauer talking about Sting going to the ECW.
AEW.
Whatever it is. That's ECW. How I learned about it. Because I know nothing about it.
So the king of Staten Island is a big wrestling fan.
He was aware of it.
Because that's not something you send like, oh, I'm mocking Lou Gower and Evan. That's him saying, I want to talk about Sting for 45 minutes. Like, what do you think? He's a big wrestling guy. You can tell. Which is great. A lot of people are.
There you go. I'm just telling you, I knew nothing about it, obviously.
Okay.
And I've heard of Sting, that's how I learned about it.
You know how I texted you the other day about Christmas, what are you doing on Christmas, and it was all to set up the fact that the Knicks aren't playing? I texted Loogie last night, and I said, all I'll tell you is watch All Elite Wrestling tonight. And you know what he was busy doing? He was busy setting up the Christmas tree with his wife.
Yeah, but that's code.
He said, I'll get
you. You gotta do that. You're not gonna knock a guy for
I'm not knocking him.
Christmas tree.
I'm not knocking him at all. You really jumped to conclusions. I'm describing that he was just setting up a tree.
That sounded like a knock.
No, not at all.
A little bit.
Not at all.
Got a little out of order there, Ev. A little bit.
Stop it.
Here's Mike in Bayside. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Craig,
what's
Evan,
up, buddy?
How are you? I figured we could finish our conversation from yesterday.
What was yesterday's conversation?
You said to your 130,000 followers that I hate somebody. I would like to clear the air. I don't like that bad karma on me out there.
Who do you hate?
This is the seventh. The guy from the seventh.
Listen, I can't. Here. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I don't want to talk about the seven line with you anymore. You're a diehard Met fan. I respect that. You do hate him. You clearly hate
him. I don't hate him.
You hate the fact that he's making money off the Mets when he started off by hating the robots.
Hate is a very strong word, Craig. Hate is a very strong word.
Let me say this. You dislike the manner in which he went about running his business. Yes?
Fair enough.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Anybody that supports his business is going to support his business.
Stop. Listen, here's the question for you. Because I do respect...
And I want to answer Evan's question.
Hang on a second. Listen. You're a diehard Met fan. Your owner came out last night on Twitter and basically deputized you as a general manager. Rather than hire one, he went on Twitter and said, hey, Met fans, who's the non-tendered guy that excites you the most?
I commented right away. Archie Bradley at a Rosario.
Good answer.
Archie Bradley.
How about Matt Whistler? How about Matt Whistler? He had a hell of a year last year. What'd you say?
I was trying to name the names he just said.
Oh, go ahead.
I thought he was talking about, I didn't hear the second name. I heard Archie Bradley.
Eddie Rosario.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Feel better now?
I didn't hear the
name. Those are my two favorites.
Those are your guys.
Now, here's the question for you, Mike and Bayside. If the Mets signed, let's just say, other than Trevor May, let's say they got three other guys who fit roles here, but only one of the studs. You think that would make you content, or do you need two of the studs, and then it doesn't matter how many of the other guys?
I come from a Wilpon era. One stud is going to be more than enough for me without me freaking out.
I appreciate that. Now, listen, we have a good little dialogue here going. Let's keep it up. But no more of the seven-line stuff.
Eddie Rosario doesn't fit the Mets. Okay? He fits the Yankees. He doesn't fit the Mets.
There you go.
Left-handed corner outfielder. The Mets have a million of them. How many left-handed corner outfielders do you want? Rosario, nice player, good player, doesn't fit the Mets.
Now, you see what just happened, guys? They're both deputized GMs.
That's right.
And they don't agree.
That's right.
So how is Stevie Cohen going to decide which GM to listen to?
Have you ever heard of a direct democracy? We don't have a direct democracy.
I have never heard of the term direct democracy.
What a direct democracy is they put every bill out there for the people to vote on. That's not what we do. We vote for people to then do that.
Okay.
So Stevie Cohen...
Give me an example. Are there countries that have direct democracies?
I don't actually think so, to be honest with you. I don't think that actually... I mean, if it does exist, I'm not that familiar
with it. So in a weird way, states sometimes do, like, when they put, like, legalizing marijuana on the ballot, rather than have the governor just decide or state politicians...
I think that's an example of it.
Okay, just want to keep it so people get it. Okay.
So what Steve could do... Like, I was thinking last night. I was thinking... I couldn't sleep. I was like, I'm going to put a Twitter poll out there. Should I bring up Sting going to AEW to Craig Carton, yes or no? And I was like, nah, it's lame. I just didn't do it. So Steve Cohen could go on Twitter. He could set up a poll. He'll get a ton of answers. All right. Which relief pitcher would you rather me target? Matt Whistler, Archie Bradley, and whoever else he wants. Brad Hand, and whoever else he wants to put in there. And he could say, listen, whoever wins this poll, we're signing.
Here's what's interesting. I don't know that he's allowed to do that.
They're free agents. Of course he can.
He can say that? He can use names and all that stuff?
When you're a free agent, you can. He can't say, should I trade for Francisco Lindor? That would be tampering.
Right. Now, I would say this.
Imagine he starts doing that.
I think it's kind of cute right now that the owner's got this kind of fugazi relationship with the fan base, or at least the fan base feels like the owner is reaching out and engaging. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very smart, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But there is going to come a point where the fan base is going to get tiresome of it if stuff's not getting done that you want to get done. Now, I believe it will.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting for a minute that it's not going to get done. But when you don't hire a GM, when you don't hire the director, and you have a very competent guy there, which is why they didn't hire either one of those two positions, director of baseball ops or GM, and your owner then goes out, it's almost as if he's teasing you. Just let me explain how I mean that. They've already made their determination of which guys they're going after. They probably did it weeks ago. That's smart baseball,
mm-hmm.
running a franchise. They don't need to hear from any of you. They've already made their decision who they want, what
right.
they're willing to pay, and how about going to get him.
Right.
So what he's doing, which is kind of cute, but also is a very thin line, he's engaging you, but your opinion doesn't matter because they've already made up their minds. And then what he's going to do is this. For the group of you that said, I want you to sign blank, whomever that might be, when he does it, those people are now like Mandalorians for life. All right?
Right.
He took my advice.
Yes.
He listened to what I had to say.
Actually.
And he went and got the guy. Now, you're going to piss off the other two-thirds.
No, you're not.
But the third that you go with, they love you forever.
Think about this. You're a father. You're a more experienced father than I am. I don't want to use the word manipulate because that's not right. I let it be as if my son is making decisions. He's 4 years old. He's not making decisions. I said it to you the other day. You said, who picked out the Christmas tree? I said, well, really me and my father-in-law, but my son thinks he picked it out. It's the same thing. Steve Cohen is making us as Met fans believe.
Right, he's treating you like four-year-olds.
That's right.
That's
treating
exactly
us like
right.
children.
That's
and
right.
that's okay. As long as Dada is going to spend a fortune to get those presents under that tree, he's going to buy us George Springer, and he's going to buy us Trevor Bauer. Who cares? And you know what? You're damn right it's a honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
And nothing wrong with that.
I'm making love every 30 seconds. It's great.
Oh.
It's fantastic. Now, what's going to happen in 4 months? What's going to happen in June?
You're going to treat Steve Cohen like Halle Berry's husbands have. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen. Let's all be honest. Will there be a three-year itch at some point? Maybe. Will we hate him at some point? Maybe. There will be a moment where we'll come on the air and I will utter the phrase, the honeymoon's over. And you'll have a big smirk on your face. But maybe that'll be 10 years from now. I don't know.
Knock on wood.
So
knock
why
on
not
wood.
Wrap our legs around it and enjoy the ride that we're on.
I used to love
the hump.
Evan has really changed, hasn't he?
I haven't changed. I'm me.
Now he's humping things. He's wrapping his legs around things.
I don't know where you got that
He's
from.
Aggressively dunking on a 6-foot hoop. Yeah.
You're damn right I am.
That's right. He's lying to his son about who picked out the tree.
It's not lying.
Sorry, Jet.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's not lying. It's not lying when Steve Cohen makes a move and says, I listen to the people. It's not lying. It's just a little, you know, you're making them think something.
I just thought of the douchiest thing I could ever do. Is there any shot your son's listening right now?
5:20. He's probably screaming.
It's such a messed up thing to do, though. I'm not going to do it.
What is it?
I'm not going to do it.
It's messed up to him?
Yeah.
I'm not messed up to my four-year-old. What the hell's wrong with you?
No, people would be so angry with me if I did it. I'm just not going to do it.
Would I be angry with you?
Yeah, you might. You might be. It's like, you know when people reveal the end of movies and you're pissed because like the hot new movie's out and some guy saw it like at noon because he was off that day.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going tonight at 7 with
your
wife. And your buddy's like, he dies at the end.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And you're like, come on, man.
The worst.
You know what I mean?
I do,
like
Good
Will Hunting. He chases the girl across town.
Hey.
Oh, you never saw it?
No, I did. I watched it last night. Yeah. But don't spoil it for those who haven't.
It's a 20-year-old movie.
Doesn't matter.
Matt Damon goes and chases the girl across the country in the beat-up car his buddy's made for him.
All right.
It's 20 years old. There is a statute of limitations on revealing the ending
what
of movies.
What is the statute of limitations? A month? A year? 10 years?
Like a month.
Anyhow, what's your point?
So the thing I was going to say,
yeah,
it would have been probably the worst thing I ever said in my history of my radio career.
What were you going to say?
I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you off the air. Here,
give me a hint. What was it about?
Hold on. I'm going to turn the mic off for a second. Give me mic off music, please, Big Mac.
Yeah, just play something.
I'm going to tell you off the air, and then as soon as I'm done, we'll turn the mic off.
I think that's a great idea.
Let me just, as soon as I have mic off music.
Turn it on, anything.
And then I want you to tell me, is it the single worst thing anyone could have ever said?
I'll be very honest.
All right, hold on.
Let's go.
Mics are going off in 3, 2, 1. And the mics are back on.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
Say?
That would be, no. First of all, that would not only be terrible, and yes, would tick me off, and yes, would tick Jet off. I wouldn't be the only one ticked off.
That's my, right.
Like, I would say 85% of the audience.
Yeah, I agree.
Would be fuming at you.
I agree.
Beyond fuming.
I happen to agree.
So you made a very, very, very good decision.
See, and that one, taking a step back and not saying something, was appropriate.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Right?
That there actually may be an FCC violation against you doing that. Okay.
Oh, man.
How do you drop a hint to people without telling them?
I'll tell you right now.
I think we can guess it.
I saw the greatest trailer I've seen for a movie in a long time before the show today.
Yeah, okay.
And I give Big Mac credit. He showed it to me. Mel Gibson, say what you want about him, blah, 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 has a movie. It's got to be coming out soon because it's Christmas time.
Yes.
And the name of the movie is Fat Man. He plays the actual Santa Claus. But Santa Claus as like a Steven Seagal, Navy SEAL, machine gun toting, I'll slit your throat from behind, Rambo hiding in the mud near the river, badass.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous trailer,
and
man.
And there are people going to try to assassinate Santa Claus, and he's ready for it, and pretty much says, "Bring it on, son."
It's out now, by the way.
Is it?
Yes.
On what streaming?
I googled it. It's first of all, it's actually showing in cinemas. I didn't even know that they were open.
And by the way, it looks like the best action movie of the season for Christmas.
Yeah.
What?
I see it on.
We got to watch this.
Yeah. No, this movie looks tremendous. You know what? It looks like it's just the It's from YouTube Movies, so I think maybe that's where you can get it.
What's like a YouTube Red channel or something?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to figure out where.
Guys, will you find
out?
Help Evan out on that?
Because I googled it. Looked like it's out. I'm not sure if it's actually out.
Because I'm all in.
It's playing at a cinema tonight.
Yeah, but no one's going to movie.
No, I know that. Now I'm looking online to find like where else can you watch it.
By the way,
it does look like a great movie.
Like Google Play. If you have like the Google Play app on a smart TV or something, you should be able to rent it.
You're right. It's on Amazon Prime. It's only $6.99, by the way.
That's not $6.99 to rent it.
I swear. Yeah.
By the way, for the whole family, that would cost you $100.
No doubt. Yeah.
With popcorn.
Amazon Prime, Google Play. You're right. YouTube and Vudu all have it out $6.99.
Hey, if you've seen Fat Man, I just need one or two quick reviews on that. The trailer is fire, man. It's dope. There's no doubt about
it. I may watch that tonight now. I'm thinking about it.
That's a good question. Knowing that no one else is going to the movie theaters, would you go thinking I'll have the theater to myself, no shot of getting COVID? It'd be like my own private movie theater? Would you roll the dice on that?
I wouldn't.
You're out.
Yeah,
Matt,
I'm out.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd roll the dice, and then if you walk in and it's packed,
how about you, Tommy?
I probably would too. That's how I feel about kind of indoor dining. There's less people in there than there are outside. So in a lot of ways, you're by yourself, like you said.
I just received a text from my wife. They are listening, and she knows exactly what you were going to say.
She knows, right?
Yes. She knows exactly.
Well, see, Uncle Craigie would never do that.
Nah, you did a good job. But not even for me and for my son, but for really everybody else listening.
I was worried more about everyone else, to be honest.
You didn't care about me or Jeff.
But I did think, your son's impressionable.
Very.
Great kid.
And all he does is talk about him, by the
way. Great kid. Will you have your wife record him if I send you home with a script?
Hey, it's a bowl, bitch.
Would you guys...
What was that?
That was Anthony at 3 saying, "What's in the bowl, bitch?"
No,
I had him do... So here's a quick funny story. So I had Anthony doing dice clay routines.
Right.
And I would basically tell him a word... Tell him word, and then I would edit it together so it sounds like,
Hey, it's a bull, bitch.
Who's Nick Cannon?
Oh, who's Nick Cannon?
What?
That's not what this thing is labeled.
Nick Cannon's hilarious.
And Nick Cannon's hilarious. I had him doing all this stuff, right?
Right.
So one day, Dice comes on the show. And I'm a huge fan, right? But he wasn't Dice Clay. He was coming as Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all excited because I have my 3-year-old has done, all the rhymes. I got them all from a three-year-old. It's right. Great. You know, Mary, Mary, quite contrary. He did them all. Mm-hmm. Right? We bleeped out all the appropriate words. And I'm like, Dice, where do you hear this? And it was one of the low moments of my career.
What happened?
He's sitting right where you're sitting there, and he looks over and he goes, Craig, that's terrible parenting.
And he was being serious?
Yeah.
And there was no joke coming.
And I'm like,
wow.
I wanted to cry.
That's a killer, man.
I was so proud of having my three-year-old say all those bad words and put together all the Dice, you know, nursery rhymes.
Wait, so
and he wasn't
said,
messing around.
So your kid said all the dirty words and then you just bleeped
it? He has no context to it.
I'm not
obviously.
Doing that. I this morning, me and Jet, like, I put the microphone on because he likes the studio I have where I do the Saturday shows and used to do shows. And we talk sports for like a minute and a half, but I'm not going to have him dropping curse words.
Yeah, but there's no context to it. Like, if your wife said to him, you know, just in the phone, little voice memo, Jet, I want you to say what's in the bowl, bitch. Would you do that?
No, because here's why you're wrong, because he'll hear the word bitch and then say it over and over again in like the
Even
worst
better.
Possible time. That's not better.
Like next time, like
I don't want that.
Your wife's feeding him breakfast, or you're giving him breakfast, you're putting the Cheerios in the bowl, and what if he said, what's in the bowl, bitch? And then you're like, Cheerios.
Or he says, get me some more leche, bitch. I mean, I don't want that. I don't need that around my house.
Is he bilingual?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's the smartest move you
made. Oh, yes. No doubt about it.
Yeah, little Anthony's bilingual. Smartest
nice.
Move you made.
No, it's very good.
Yeah, buddy.
He understands both languages.
I like that a lot.
Yep.
Do you understand Spanish?
Poquito.
You don't have to use a Spanish word. You know.
A little bit.
You don't have to be smug about it.
Right.
I wasn't
so
just
smug.
Well, you guys, man, you're so sensitive. I'm just giving you an answer.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, the king of Staten Island is going to join us. In the meantime, you are now the new general manager of the Jets. Of the New York Mets.
I'd like to be the general manager of the Jets.
Yes, you've been deputized by the owner as the new general manager. He wants to know from you, what do you want them to do? And we should mention, I'm sure you know by now, but if you didn't know, the Mets did do what Evan said they would do, and they tendered contracts to Mats and Gesellman.
Yeah, they non-tendered Chase and Tree, which is a little bit of a surprise. But, of course, they need Steven Matz back. Because Steven Matz, as awful as he was last year, and he was bad, he can't be this bad. Like, if you look at his track record, he was more of a back-of-the-rotation guy. And I just wouldn't give up on a lefty at this point, like Steven. So I thought it was the right call. I know he's making $6 million. I know that's a lot of money. But to me, that was an obvious decision.
Plus, Trevor May has announced what his favorite sandwich is, or at least the first sandwich he ever ate. Since he became a New York Met, that's next on The Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Evan's going to freestyle. It's a great beat to freestyle, but come on.
I'm not even going to try.
Three, two,
not even gonna
one.
Try.
Don't say yo. Yo. Yo, yo.
Wait, so you can
go.
Say yo?
Oh, lights come out. Come on, Evan.
Kevin Durant is really tall. We're going to win a title. Shove it down your throat because the Knicks really stink. I'm the GM of the New York Mets. Christopher. Yeah, I got nothing. See, I can't do it. At least I
no
tried.
No freestyle skills at all in this building. Is that what you're saying?
Well, let's see you freestyle.
You ruined the mode. The mood.
You put me on the spot, and I've never done it before.
Oh, yeah,
6 o'clock, King of Staten Island joins us. Don't forget about that. Now, Saquon Barkley apologized for not wearing a mask. That was like a few weeks ago. But I guess it's the first time he may have spoken to any assembled media about it.
Yeah.
And he
said.
It wasn't
just about that, though. I mean, it's about his rehab, but he did point out an apology for the lack of mask wearing with Daniel Jones that night out in the city.
He said he's getting better 1% every day, and he feels like there's no reason why he can't be 100% in time for next season, which, listen, the way Gallman's been running, it'd be nice to have the talent of Barkley. He's a different type of dude. But you also, you learn something again and again, and it's like, shame on us for not recognizing this as NFL scouts and GMs and fans.
Mm-hmm.
You get tantalized by a talent like Barkley, as you should. I mean, he does things that the average running back can't do. But you don't need that. It's much easier to find a really good above average running back in the NFL right now without having to take the second pick or first pick or third pick in the draft. Running backs are easier to find. They're just a fact.
I'll give you an example. It may not be the best example, and you can tell me that was stupid, Evan. I'll say it anyway. Christian McCaffrey, who came into the league as the best this year, the best all-around running back in the NFL. That's who you want Saquon to be, Christian McCaffrey. He's played three games this year. The Panthers are 0-3. All right? That's what they are. They're 4-5 in games he doesn't play. Mike Davis has stepped up. Yep. Now, that's not that Christian McCaffrey's a loser. It has nothing to do with that. It's that as great of a player as he is, and he's a great player. He's an all-pro caliber running back. And when he's played, it's not like he's played badly. It's that the position is not the end-all be-all. And so here's the way I view Saquon going into next year. And I can't speak for every Giant fan, but I've been in the position of losing a guy for a year. I forget he exists. I don't even think about Saquon Barkley. I'm glad he's doing all right. I'm glad he talked to the media. I don't think about him. Even for next year, I don't think about him.
I was about to say, it ain't his job. Now, people say, you can't lose a job with injury. You know, Saquon Barkley is going to have to come back and earn it, the right to be on the
field.
Absolutely. And that's a credit to what Gallman's done and of course, the great Jason Garrett and how he uses him. Here is Liz.
Slipping in BS lines. I love it.
Hey, Big Liz in Levittown. What's good, Cookie?
Hi, how are you? I'm so happy to talk to you, Craig.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to hear your voice on the phone, on the radio. And it's just what you're meant to do. And Evan, I just want to tell you that one day Steve Cohen's going to be calling you, begging to be on the show because the show is going to get so good.
I don't know if he'll ever beg, but thank you.
He will come on the show in time. There's no doubt about it.
I think he'll come on. I don't think he'll come on begging, but I think he'll come on.
He will not come on begging. When you're worth $14 billion, you don't beg. By the way, now here's what's interesting about being worth $14 billion, but really about being the owner of the New York Mets. I'm not sure if this story would have run if he was not the owner of the Mets, but I recognize because of his worth and the fact that he was a public known, person and entity, maybe it would have, but I it caught my eye. So when you become the owner of a public trust, that is, the New York Mets, all of a sudden you become a personality, a celebrity.
Yes.
Right? Your every move now becomes watched. But that also applies unfairly to your family. So there's a story in the Post today, I think it was on page 6, where Steve Cohen's daughter was engaged to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband-to-be, the fiancé, was a financial whatever also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they called off the wedding.
Okay.
And there's a huge thing about the wedding got called off. It was going to be like the wedding of the century. And it was a 15-carat ring, and she gave the ring back to the guy, and now she's on the market again. And she didn't ask for that. Her dad's a wealthy guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the article, Liz, it talks about that statue he bought for $100 million and how he owns $1 billion worth of art. And I'm sitting there going, if he's not the owner of the Mets, 50-50 that story's in the paper or not. Because I recognize, he's notorious.
It's
right?
Probably not in the paper, though. Well, to your
probably
point.
Not. So
probably
now,
not.
I know it. I know what happened today. Every single guy in the tri-state area that looks dapper in a suit or in going out social clothes, who's in their young 30s, upper 20s, or maybe even into their 40s,
yes,
who's got a couple coins in their pockets. Just they all got on the phone to their buddies and said, "She's available."
Well, I will take you back a few days earlier. So she is on Twitter. And I have already seen, before this story came out, because it was a lot of mystery of, is Steve Cohen's daughter available? I got a friend of mine who's a single guy. He's in his late 20s, good-looking guy, who was already talking to us in our Met chat. Do you think I have a chance with Steve Cohen's daughter?
Every Met fan for sure, and other than Met fan, every tri-state area single man.
Everyone.
Just recognized that a young woman whose dad's worth $14 billion and owns the New York Mets is now back on the market.
Yes.
And you're all going on, Bumble and Grindr.
To see if she's there?
And just
to see if she's on Grindr or Bumble?
Just hoping.
I don't
just
think
hoping
so.
That she's looking for a rebound and you're the rebound.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's a fantasy to a lot of young Met fans.
And this poor young woman who did not ask for the attention. was born into wealth, who's merely minding her business, decided to cut off an engagement, okay, none of my business, is now going to be, it's going to be an onslaught. There's going to be flowers sent to the house.
No, she,
people
in fairness,
sending proposals to Citi Field.
In fairness, she may hate it. She may love it. We don't know.
There's no way she likes it.
Oh, it could be possible.
No way. And if I'm the father.
Well, the father's not going to love it.
I'm like, listen, you sons of bitches. I just
away.
Made all of you general managers. Now you got to give me one back. Don't hit my daughter up in the DM. Right? You're not Tyler Heroes. None of you. By the way, if I was, hold on, I thought about this earlier.
What?
If I was Jason Shreve,
yes,
I'd be.
Jason.
Yeah.
Shreve.
Listen, my career might be over. I got a shot, yo.
His career's not over. He'll the get
Mets,
a job.
The Mets just let me go. How you doing?
Well, hey, you've got players saying. I mean, you heard Trevor May say his number one reason for coming to the New York Mets. Is Steve Cohen. Maybe meant the entire family. Who the hell knows?
There you go.
Possible.
Speaking of Trevor May, I said he picked a sandwich.
What is it?
Here's the first sandwich he went with. It's called the Michelangelo. Chicken cutlet, avocado, bacon, spicy aioli, and pickles.
That's not terrible.
That's not like a New York sandwich, but all right.
Well, he's not a New Yorker yet.
I think you got to go, you know, just a straight Italian. You go prosciutto, mozzarella. Go to Mama's and Corona. Right in the shadow of Citi Field. It's the best Italian delicatessen. There's a lot of great ones. It's just my favorite. Go to Mama's in Corona. Go see the girls. Ask for the Italian, the homemade mutz, right there in the little closet they make it. Mama passed away many years ago. May she rest in peace.
You get me very hungry right now, by the way.
Oh, that's the place is the best. God. That place is the best. Yeah.
Nice Italian sandwich right now. Mm.
Oh. True, man.
I got to go finish that burrito you gave us.
You didn't finish it?
I kept getting interrupted. I was on a lot of like
5 hours ago.
Go-to meeting calls and things.
What the heck are you meeting about?
And then I sat down in the massage chair. You know, and that
Did
knocked
you use
me
that
out
after me or before me?
Before you.
Oh,
but I wipe it down every time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I love that massage chair.
I don't wipe
chair.
It down after I use it. I wipe it down before in case people come in there and like nap.
Before? What about after?
Why would I wipe it down after?
So, because you know I use your massage chair every day now. That's part of our tradition. That's part of our ritual.
You should wipe it down before. I've
learned my lesson.
Yeah, I wipe it down before, then I sit on it.
I'm going to come with tons of wipes now to clean that baby
up. I was trying
off.
To get the lower back going, and I think I got to move it away from the wall a little bit. It wasn't reclining all the way.
No, it wasn't reclining, but it's good,
it's
man.
Still fantastic,
oh,
though.
Oh, God, it was
and,
great.
You know, I know the morning guys were taking shots at, like, Jody McDonald lost a tooth in it or something.
Who cares?
Or there's DNA on it. Or
who cares?
They're just jealous they don't have it.
Why would I care?
I guarantee you Boomer's got one being delivered like tomorrow.
Why would I or you care about something that happened 12 years ago on a thing that's been cleaned 500 times?
I
don't care.
By the way, they took a shot at us. It's a weird criticism, I think. They said that we talk fast, but it was a critical comment. Oh, those morning guys, they talk really fast.
Do we talk very fast?
I think we talk like New Yorkers.
I think they said nobody can get a word in edgewise if we talk really, really fast, like 75 miles an hour. But I think we
talk. I don't even know what they're talking about. What are you talking about? I don't think we talk that fast. Do you think we talk that fast?
I don't know.
You
got to
talk like you're fast. It's New York.
Here's Damon.
Good job, Luke.
In Connecticut. Damon, what do you got, Spank?
Guys, thank you for having me on the show. Just want to say two quick things to both of you. Ev, a good movie to add on to your list is U571, Matthew McConaughey. Amazing movie.
Okay.
Craig, it's just unfortunate. I don't take it personally. I agree with you. 20 years is a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm only 3 Robin Williams movies away from Good Will Hunting. And
what
it's
are
just
the,
unfortunate.
What,
and you spoiled it for him. You
wait,
son
wait,
of
now,
a
listen,
bitch.
It's been 20 years. What are the 3 movies that you have to watch before Good Will Hunting?
So it's actually 2. That's the third one. It's Insomnia and then 1 Hour Photo. I've always been a fan of the comedian Robin Williams. Didn't realize he was such a great actor.
Well, 1 Hour Photo is very dark. Like, if it's not Robin Williams in a manner that you would normally think of him, even though the same could be said about Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah,
But Good Will Hunting's not, he's not dark.
No.
Yeah, 1 Hour Photo, I don't know if you know the premise of it.
What is it?
Basically, he works at, like, a drugstore, a convenience store, and he processes film. And he creates this fake relationship that doesn't exist between the people that regularly bring in their pictures. So he looks at all the pictures, and it becomes really icky.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
You got to believe that happens in real life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you and your wife did the nudes you were talking about, did you take them into CVS and have them develop them? Or did you do that in, like, a dark room in your basement?
That's a good job there, pal.
Huh?
We live in a world now in which whenever we take those kinds of pictures,
yeah,
we can do it privately. We just do it with our phone.
Like, when's the last time you actually took a camera into the drugstore and, you know, had them develop them and get them back a week later?
12 years ago.
Long time, right?
Very long time. I don't even remember.
When's the last time you printed a picture and put it in, like, a scrapbook?
Oh, recently.
Oh, you did? Like a tangible?
Well.
As opposed to, like, an online Dropbox
type deal. Yeah, like, you could send them to CVS. Like, I've definitely picked up pictures of my kids for my wife. She sends them to CVS. I go pick them up. But it's not like you bring the camera or the roll of film in there.
So she'll digitally send bunch. Yeah. They'll print them on photo paper, and you'll just go get them. Will they do the whole, like, scrapbook thing?
They probably would. They probably would if you wanted
it. I got you.
And that's the kind of thing now you could do it at home. I mean, obviously you got to get a nice printer.
You got to figure that the dude or gal doing it is looking at it. Like, they're not just like blind, like,
of course they're looking at everything.
Checking it out, right?
Check out the 70s and 80s. What do you think they were doing? Of course they were looking at everything.
I bring this up because have you heard of, there's this big thing.
I'd look at everything. That's for sure.
Do you guys remember with OnlyFans? You guys know what that is?
What?
What's it called? Fans only or only fans?
Oh, yeah, the fans only thing. It's like certain celebrities have their own.
Well, not just celebrities. So it's really for porn.
Right.
But like if you're a well-known celebrity, is it fans only?
Only fans.
I said that right. That's what I thought.
No, you're right. I didn't know what you meant at first.
Only fans.
Yeah, only fans.
So it's a subscription-based, you know, thing.
Yep.
But like if you thought your fan base wanted to see you like in compromised sexual positions, naked, this and that, they would pay a fee to do that.
Interesting.
And a bunch of celebrities are making like crazy bank on it. Like
how much do they charge?
Whatever you want to charge. So it's up to you.
So you are a celebrity. You're like, look, I'll show you some nudes. I don't want everyone seeing it. I don't want, you know, to basically Google it on the internet. I'm willing to do it, but at a really high price. You go here and you could charge your fan base like $1,000 and you just get like
these random.
You charge
what you think they're willing to pay. But you would do like you and your wife would make sweet, passionate love on camera.
Right.
And then your audience, you hope, would want to buy.
How much do you think I could charge for that?
A nickel. Yeah, start somewhere.
You couldn't pay me enough to do that. There's not an amount of money that would make me agree to do that.
Maybe Iron Eagle could do the play-by-play.
So if you ever saw the Woody Allen movie Bananas.
Sure.
There's a sex scene in it, and Howard Cosell does the play-by-play of a sex scene. That's an old-school Woody Allen movie, though.
When are you giving me that movie?
He goes to Cuba, right?
Yeah. But and Howard Cosell's in the courtroom right there. He takes his leg, he moves it over her leg, and he's going in for the breast. Yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
Great.
Yeah, it's like Rizzuto on Dashboard Lights.
Exactly right, exactly.
Meatloaf. See, I know
5:51, Carton and Roberts, just give us a quick 5 minutes. And coming up at 6 o'clock, we got the king of Staten Island. Hang tight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,